Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
God bless those poor people in Florida with Milton heading that way and almost survivor's guilt here because the weather's so nice. A little touch of fall outside. Not cool, really, I don't think, but the humidity's down, and it's going up to 86 today. Sunny and nice tomorrow, highs of 84, 82 Friday. And then they're saying the first kind of real cool front come next Tuesday with high temperatures only in the upper 70s, which will feel really nice. Arthur Sturbco joins us now, our friend, local real estate analyst. How you doing, Arthur?
Good morning, Tommy. Doing great.
What is the state of the real estate market in the southeastern Louisiana area?
A little bit depressed right now. Obviously, hurricane season is on everyone's mind. Mm-hmm. We sure don't need to be reminded about what a hurricane does to a market, but it's certainly on the mind of some buyers as well. Added to, of course, our insurance issues we've talked about ad nauseum. But it certainly slowed down a bit. The good news is that the interest rates have really calmed down and has brought some buyers back into the market. So prices, if homes are priced right, they're selling in a couple of days. If they're not, then there's an issue. But certainly some sellers are now starting to adjust their prices based upon the insurance premiums that the buyers are looking at.
How does either the seller or the buyer know that the home is priced right?
Well,
beforehand, after it's over, I mean, everybody realizes, I guess, that it was the right price, but beforehand, Arthur?
Well, you can still look at comparables. You know, what are other properties in the neighborhood selling for? And just as important, what are other properties on the market that are staying on the market priced at? Mm-hmm. So that's probably as good a benchmark as what's being sold. So if you see your neighbor's homes and it's been on the market for 2, 3, 4, 5 months, and you see his price and your home is just like it, well, I would strongly suggest that unless there's something really weird or strange inside that home, you better adjust your price accordingly to underprice it from what your neighbors is. So a good realtor is going to have a good handle on what the comparable sales are, what the pending sales are. Sometimes those don't really appear in the multiple listing service. So you may see a home that's listed for, let's say, $300,000 and it showed pending. Well, it's not going to show the actual sales price until it goes to an active sale. But many times a realtor or an appraiser can call the selling broker or the listing broker and say, look, this is just for comparable purposes. Do you mind letting me, know what the price is? And sometimes they'll tell you, sometimes they won't. Confidentiality, they're really not supposed to. But sometimes, mm-hmm. If it's for just a comp and they know the agent that's involved, then they'll probably be open with you and help you price your property. When cooperation with realtors is pretty widespread.
Somebody texted this in. I do want to bring the audience in at 504-260-1870. Arthur's a vastly experienced real estate agent, so if you got any questions about the home buying process or selling process, text them into the Oakland Art Jeweler talking text line at 504-260-1870. Somebody texted this in, and this could apply to my home as well. Not that I'm even thinking about selling it, but my kitchen hasn't been touched since 1993, I think, when I built the house. So it's still got the formica and the cherry cabinets and all of that kind of stuff. When it comes to upgrading a house or giving the seller a blank canvas, how do you know where to put money into it and when you're going to get that money back, when it's going to increase the sale of the house, when you're just wasting money? You know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean, and it's nice to hear that your kitchen belongs to the Smithsonian, Tommy.
It does. But you know what, Arthur? Let me tell you this, my friend. It's going to come back. Trust me. 10 years from now, everybody will be doing that again.
I still have some wad ties. I'm still waiting for those to come back, too.
Yeah,
the best place to start finding out what's attractive, find some magazines that are on the shelf. Go online and look at some of the the homes and the kitchens and see what people are really looking for. And of course, locally, the best thing to do is consult a realtor or a couple of realtors and ask them for ideas and suggestions. They're going to know. Many times they're selling homes with their dated kitchens, and they're getting the feedback back from their buyers of, you know, oh, gee, we're going to change this up. We're going to change that. Oh, my gosh, Formica. Oh, my gosh. We, you know, or, hey, you know, Formica doesn't really bother me because Formica now looks so – they make it so it almost looks like marble. So
not,
if you've
not
got
mine.
Some dated Formica – probably not.
Mine's white.
But you have to also take a look at, you know, do you want to replace those marble counters with, you know, some strange – I would hate to say strange color, but let's just say – an unusual color that's not going to go with most people's, you know, furnishings when they move in. So sometimes if you are going to make a change, do something that's fairly muted or going to be attractive to most people, not something you particularly like that's just according to your taste, but something that's going to appeal to most people. So if you are going to make some radical changes to your kitchen, which I always approve of and I strongly suggest, it's probably the best place you can make improvements and get your dollar back. Make sure that you put, whether it's light fixtures, plumbing fixtures, put something in things in there that are going to be widely received by people and going to, oh, this is really nice. You know, and good idea is just simply go to your local, you know, Lowe's or Home Depot or other appliance type stores and see what's out there if you want to spend the time to do that. But a good realtor could give you some good suggestions.
What about not spending anything and leaving it as a, quote, blank canvas? Is that going to cost you money?
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it, and we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, maybe not. It depends on how blank what your blank canvas looks like. If it's,
well, it looks like a kitchen from the 90s, and you can, you know, do whatever you want with it.
Well, if the floor plan is great and the house has been well maintained, the landscaping looks great, the front door has been freshly painted. That has always been a key thing for me. You
really?
Paint the front door. Oh, absolutely. I tell this to people all the time. When people come to the front door, they don't even realize it, but they see the front door. That's the first thing they really see. The landscaping in the front, of course. But when they see the front door and it's worn and the paint's all faded and, you know, the door handles are all chipped or whatever, people think, well, gosh, and what is the rest of the house going to look like? What else are they not taking care of? So the best thing to do, I always tell people, if you have a front door and it doesn't look like it's in pristine condition, repaint the thing. And the first thing that happens when people repaint the front door is then they start looking at the rest of the trim and they go, oh, wait, well, now the door looks great, but now look at the rest of the trim. It looks terrible. Yeah, right, it does. You should have painted that too. So it kind of leads into the next step of upgrading the paint on the exterior if that's all faded and looks worn too.
And even if the paint is good, I would think you want to, you know, because first impressions are everything, right? You get the cobwebs off, do a little pressure wash, and do a little wipe down, make sure everything's clean when they see the front door, because then from there they judge everything from that.
Correct. And don't paint a chartreuse or something weird. You know, find something, again, that's going to be, you know, generally accepted by the public. And if somebody wants to custom paint it afterwards, that's fine. But make sure that it looks nice. You know, freshly painted anything, it smells good, smells fresh, looks great. And it looks like it's in good condition. The home is in good condition, been maintained.
All right, let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back talking to Arthur Sturbco. We'll talk about specific areas when we come back. Somebody texted in about, y'all are talking about kitchens. What about bathrooms or other specific rooms? Somebody else wants to know about interior paint colors. Somebody else wants to know about exterior paint colors and the trends with the outside of houses, specifically that now everything's white and soft gray, it seems like. So should you paint your house to look like that? But if you do, what if it changes in a year? You're still trying to sell a house. Oy vey, 621 traffic now, WWL.
From Acadian Windows and Hurricane Shutters, WWL Traffic Center, I'm Courtney P. Bonnie Carey Spillway, no delays to report in either direction. However, I-10 East Kenner 2 downtown New Orleans, heavy delay starts right at about Loyola now. Two veterans where an accident is clearing. Traffic remains clear to downtown from there. I-10 West New Orleans East to downtown, no problems there. Downtown elevated clear to the flyover. Flyover lightly congested to Business 90. Crescent City Connection, West Bank to downtown, wide open in both directions. Huey P. Long in the Causeway, no delays there. I-55 north and southbound free and clear. No delays on I-12. I-59 is delay free. Traffic is sponsored by Thibodeau Regional Health System.
627, Tommy Tucker, WWL, having a conversation with Arthur Sturbco, local real estate analyst. Arthur, what are some of the hotter areas, hotter places in the area, I should say?
Well, one of the hottest areas right now is in the Covington area. There's a tremendous amount of road improvements that are being done in the Covington, Abita Springs area, all going out to that Hammond area. So insurance certainly is getting people to take a look at that area, and that seems to be pretty hot right now. The other areas that are good, of course, are always going to be in those iconic neighborhoods uptown around the universities and things like that. Belchase, of course, with all the construction down there, the LNG plant down there. Yeah, I know. For your listeners who have not been down there to see that thing, it is something to behold. It is incredible. That whole, just the parking lots for the trucks are incredible. Mm-hmm. They're bigger than the Superdome. It's incredible.
Yeah, them trucks got to get in there and back. You know what I'm saying?
Past your house, I'm sure.
Yeah, exactly. So,
well, at some point they'll stop, but it looks like that's still going to be a while. But they're going 100 miles an hour.
But
down
wait,
there.
There's the bridge mess as well, David. Wait, Arthur, there's the bridge mess as well. You forgot about that, so you can add that in too. Somebody texted in about exterior color of homes, and there is an area they're building in Belchase off of the Belchase Highway. And it seems like every home is white with black or gray trim. Is that the new trend? And how often do these trends change, if you had to guess?
Well, yeah, that is kind of trendy right now, that kind of black and white motif of exterior paint on a lot of newer construction. But they're so good when you say white. I mean, if you go to these paint stores and you get the paint samples, you go, well, how many different kinds of white are there? There is a brown white, there's a gray white, there's
Eggshell.
A red white. I don't know what the, listen, I'm colorblind, so I'm the wrong guy to ask. I'd find a realtor that's not colorblind or go to a paint store and say, what should we use? One of my favorite stories when I used to be with builders and with buyers at the same time, the buyer would say, or the who was getting ready to build, what color do you think we should put on the exterior? That was the last thing the contractor wanted to say, was give that man and that woman a color. I mean, no matter what color they picked out, it was
right.
going to be wrong. Yeah. Oh, no, whatever you think. No, that's a personal choice. You have to make that choice. I don't want to get in the middle of that. They just knew that was a no-win situation.
Some movie where the woman's picking her colors and it's like sunset crimson and eggshell this and that and the other, and the painter tells the contractor tells the painter white, yellow, red, and blue, because that's what it turns out to be, right? Thank you, Arthur.
Exactly.
Take it easy.
All right, Tom.
Pleasure
Thank
as always.
You.
Arthur Sturbco, local real estate analyst. When we come back, we can talk to David Schultz. He's a professor of political science at Hamline University. We'll get the latest on the presidential race. A lot going on with back and forth about FEMA. And now Bob Woodward's book, but is it going to change anybody's mind? We'll see when we return on WWL.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.